Indigenous artist Brad Kallhammer was shaped by his upbringing in more ways than one. Born in Tucson in the 1950s, moving around a lot with his adopted mother and father, who was a contractor.
As he would build a home, we'd move in, finish, he would sell. And so I moved numerous places around. And typically it was out in the outskirts of all these then developing suburbs. So I was constantly out in the desert. You know, I was always in that space between where the suburb ends and the desert begins, which I think really established this kind of nomadic, you know, constantly wandering and exploring the amazing landscape that you live in down there.
Today, he is a multidisciplinary artist whose work explores that nomadic existence and his own identity, which has always been a source of both inspiration and questioning for him. He was born to Native American parents and then adopted into a German-American family. It was a closed adoption, and to this day, he doesn't know what his ancestral heritage is.
You know, at that time, Arizona adoption laws were quite rigid, quite tough, and it was quite closed. It was a different world back then, so never really found. But that I realized that through my practice, it also was a kind of freedom, you know, to allow me to do whatever. And then I started thinking about this idea of being tribally ambiguous, which even presented, I think, in my mind, an even wider platform to explore.
In his work, you'll see the kinds of ubiquitous imagery of co-opted Native American culture, dream catchers, cocopellis, katsina dolls. And you'll also see a distinct punk influence, the result of his work as a touring musician who thrived in New York's Bowery punk scene in the 1980s. Now, Kallhammer splits his time between Mesa and New York City, and he's currently experiencing what Artsy recently called a career high, with two Arizona museums exhibiting four decades of his work. Right now, you can see a retrospective of his career at the Tucson Museum of Art, and a new installation called Swap Meet at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art. Our co-host Lauren Gilker got the chance to tour the former show and spoke with him more about it, beginning with a large trailer that sits at its centerpiece.
I think it was 3-4 years ago, I was invited to do a show at a small storefront gallery in Gallup, New Mexico. And of course, on that drive up from my home in Mesa to Gallup, and you start entering the southern end of the Navajo reservation, and you see these, you know, these trailers, kind of this high and lonesome, you know, forlorn homes way out in the distance. And I started thinking, connecting that to an actual swap meet, which is near my home. I live off of Main Street in Mesa, and there's this kind of very unusual place in Apache Junction that I would visit on the weekends. And I've been all my life kind of a scavenger in that sense, cultural scavengers of going in and out of these spaces. And it just made a lot of sense to finally, you know, do an examination of that kind of market culture, I suppose I could call it. It seemed like natural when I saw their big space. I could actually tow in a trailer. So I bargained for a rather reasonable price on a very old trailer, which then I imagined as a, what you see in the show is really a performance stage. And then the interior is a number of drawings I've done on, I like drawing on sort of fugitive materials like newsprint. There's four chairs, which I spray painted logos that I've developed over time. And those came out of a porch sale. I think they were actually free in the trailer park I live in. So I'm really incorporating a lot of things that I surround myself with in my daily life, and somehow made it into this trailer.
There are a lot of other objects and a lot of other pieces to this exhibition as well. Tell us about the gigantic dream catcher that is made out of what looks like wire. How did you conceptualize this?
So for years, I had been constructing what would ultimately become the piece I call Bowery Nation, which is 100 sort of wooden figurine assemblages with 24 bird sculptures floating on this long table. It looks a little bit like a banquet table, I suppose, in real life, but it's really modeled after I'd been to a crow fair up in Montana. And so it's this kind of celebration of both a powwow float and, you know, wheel culture. And eventually that piece ended up in Europe. But as I started making more of these figures, once that piece left my studio, I started attaching these small dream catchers, which of course are you know, ubiquitous. You see them on pickup trucks and all sorts of things. And even the meeting is, I think, has been drained out over the, you know, the decades. It's just, they're just everywhere and nowhere at once, right? So I wanted to, being from the Bowery here and playing in various bands and things, amplify that small unit of the Dreamcatcher and created this. I had this idea to create a giant constellation. I was playing guitar in my studio one night, and I had a collection of these Dreamcatchers just sort of strung together on a loose wire. And then it came, it was like, what could be simpler is just to make a giant, or more intense, I should say, to make this giant planetary constellation of Dreamcatchers. Then I added powwows and bells for this sonic sound.
So, I mean, there's a collection of the kind of pet rocks that you create, right? The zombie garden thing. There's some t-shirts on the wall. There are like Coco Belly figures that you see throughout this. There's a lot of imagery that sort of harkens to that same idea, right? Like this idea of these ubiquitous sort of indigenous quote unquote objects or symbols. I read when I was reading about your work and your show that someone called it a powerful critique of colonizer culture. Do you think that that is what you're getting at here?
You know, I'm coming at it from a much more intimate, I think, viewpoint. I mean, the current conversations are definitely coming out of an academia. I actually grew up in it, in Tucson. And in fact, there's still a magnet stuck on my screen door out in Mesa, which I've used as a kind of muse for the Coco Belly. You know, I think it's just an expression of, when you think of Smoka and surrounded by Old Town, right, which is that colony of Western paraphernalia, whatever you want to call it. So in a sense, I'm just kind of coming at it from behind the screen door. So I suppose it is a critique, but it also goes into this sort of poetic notion. There's another hawk sculpture that I think is that, like, it's almost this idea of collage, right? This collision. So collage is like an artistic practice where you can literally jam two cultures right together in a visual sense. And I suppose that's what I'm doing.
Brad, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. Wonderful to talk to you, and I appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you.
That was our co-host Lauren Gilger speaking with Tucson-born artist Brad Kallhammer about his new show at Smoka called Swap Meet.